walking around.
Okay, we thank our sponsor for this month's learning, Dr. Moshe and Brian D. Ben-Rush, Li'ili Nishmas Yaakov Kapel Ben Yechiel Tzvi HaKohen, and we thank in advance next month's sponsor, Mordechai Jabahari. We appreciate your generosity. So we missed last week in terms of chaburas, but we'll try to catch up with the chabura today. B'li Nadar Mitzvah Hashem. Happens to be I have more than I had thought that I wanted to get across on Yudalim and Beis. So if we get stuck in Yudalim Beis, B'li Nadar will be mashlim tomorrow, and then we'll go by there. But everyone's basically holding on to Tesvav Amin Aleph, so we should be in the right general vicinity. So the Gemara from the Amin Aleph on Gobar Talmud Beis was talking about Egla Rufa. And I really just had one Mar Makom to share in that sugya, which is the Nachleisan. You'll look it up. That has everything. Then the Gemara gets into the Ramachlokas in terms of who is necessary in terms of Beis Din for the Egla Rufa. The Gemara gets into the Dinim, some of the Dinim. We'll talk about this more. I don't remember which Seder, if we're supposed to cover Peches, Pezayin, and Second Seder. So we'll get to this in Mirzat Hashem at some point in the Second Seder. The sugya is later. About Zuck and Mamre, but here we talk about at least one important din, and it has mashmoyos, I think, for the whole Hagdaras HaIsser in general. So the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yosef Tashma, this is really the part we want, the Raya, Mitzana Beis Pagi V'Himra Alehen. Let's say this, again, we'll loosely right now call him a Zuck and Mamre. He finds, this Gabri, he finds the, we'll loosely call them the Beis Nagadol, in Beis Pagi. So Yachlat Hei Hamra So Hamra, and he's Mamre. Nothing is clear in terms of where the Hamra took place, what the Hamra was, where Beis Pagi is, if this guy is a Zaken Mamre. None of it's clear. But maybe his Hamra in such an instance would be considered Hamra. Tamalomar, no, it's not. Why? Because Exer Sakasiv. The Kamta Balisa. Kamta? It's a, anyway, what is it? It's a Kamta? It's a Patach? Kamta. The Kamta Balisa. The Kamta Balisa Ela Makom. Yeah? The Pasuk tells us that you have to, there's a whole process. You go to each basin to basin to basin, but eventually you end up in the makom, which we're going to talk about as soon as the Lishksa Gazis, where the basin Agadol sits, resides, and learns Torah all day and paskins a major dinim. So the makom that the Ram says is Torah Yotzeis Misham. So you'll go to that makom, Melamicha Makom Gorim, meaning it's a ikuv in the din of Zakin Mamre. That the basin be in their makom, in their makom. Okay, the nafakama. So, what does it mean that they left, that they're in Beis Pagi, and you find them there? So, how many people left? Elam and Mitzasan. Let's say only some of them left, and that's why they're hanging out. Dilma Hanach the Ikagavai Kamekavase. You can't have it. You couldn't even have it had a din of Zakin Mamre even without this because there's a cause of Malamich and Makom Gorim. If only Mitzasan left. The makom in the mikdash, and we're outside of there. You couldn't have had the din, even if you didn't have this gzeiros kasav. Why? Because maybe the ones inside, kai mikavase, maybe the guys who are still in their makom back in the lishkas kasav, maybe they hold like this Zaken Mamre character. Maybe they really hold like him. Who cares? We didn't get to that yet either. We got to see Rashi's. But maybe they agree with him. So therefore, what? There wouldn't be a din of Zaken Mamre anyways. Elapshita dinafakula. Must be they all went out. Lemai, ilim advar shus, mimatinaki. They can't leave just for a stama vacation. We have that pasuk in the second Seder. No, they went for the Dvar Mitzvah. What's the Dvar Mitzvah? Medidas Egla. Maybe not Medidas Egla. Maybe it's Mosif and Al-Ir. And then we repeat this concept that's really possible for both. Okay. So in terms of all the little questions that we raise in terms of the Pshat and the Gemara, so Rashi has a running commentary on Shas and Chumash other and places in Nach as well. And here is no exception. So let's read a little bit of Rashi together. We'll go one by one and pay attention to each in and out because we're trying to see how the Shemite to build something cumulatively. Beis Pagi, says Rashi, Beis Pagi. The Rashis are out of order here, right? The next Rashi should have been first. Mitzan, a Beis Pagi. But it's Beis Pagi, Mitzan. So the new world, you don't have a different one, right? The new world didn't have it, yeah. Okay. Beis Pagi, says Rashi, Makom Lefnim and Chomas Ha'ir. Beis Pagi is within the wall of Yerushalayim. And the nidon kirushalayim lechol dvarav. It mamish has the din of Yerushalayim. It's kol kulo considered Yerushalayim for all its dinim. Yeah, Rabbi Nachmanel, you saw on the side, he says beis pagi is chosul Yerushalayim. It's a machlokas Rishonim. So shtigel yesh la'ayin here. Why does Rashi say it two ways or just build it in two steps. Why does Rashi go out of his way here to tell us where Beis Pagi was? That is Besof Yerushalayim. That's not a hard kasha, meaning Rashi sometimes explains things that come from the Gemara. It happened not to have been so critical for our halacha. Who cares geographically where it was located? But Rashi, once it comes up, he tells you, especially we know it's Machlokes Rishonim, Rabbeinu Chananel thinks differently, of Tosin and Shas. So Rashi tells you, he thinks it's in Yerushalayim. I don't know, but there's an Arichus, no? Malkum Lufnim Min Chol Masir. Good, shine. V'nidon Ki Yerushalayim L'chol Dvarav. And it has a din of Yerushalayim for everything. What's with that Arichus? Who cares? The din of Zakan Manre is L'chora, as we're going to see, Taloi B'Malkum HaSanhedrin. What's the Malkum HaSanhedrin? Lishkas Lagazis, Harabayis. The place in the Mikdash. So who cares that Beis Pagi has a din of Yerushalayim? It doesn't add anything to the sugya. Here? That's an arichas that Rashi didn't have to spell out for us. Why does Rashi so marich to tell us what the din of Beis Pagi was? First of all, it's in Yerushalayim. Okay, I hear Rashi wants to tell us to define the terms. But then, and it has a din of Yerushalayim, the Chol Dvar. Who cares? What does that do with our sugya? Hear the kasha? Yeah, so maybe like this. Maybe Rashi held the starting point is that we're talking about a havamina possibility, we're entertaining the possibility that Hamra'a, a Zakan Mamre, could be Shaykh outside of the Makom Sanhedrin. So Rashi says, how far outside of the Makom Sanhedrin? Is it possible that we have a havamina in the Gemara that the whole world, anywhere in the entire world, you could have a Hamra and it would be a Zakan Mamre? So Rashi says, the whole world, there's got to be some gvul, there's got to be some limit. It has to be that at some point you're so Shalobim Koman that there's no Shaykhs to Sanhedrin at all. So says Rashi, Mistama, it's the ear of Yerushalayim. Mistama, the Chomas Ha'ir of Yerushalayim, is the border, is the boundary, where outside of that, nobody would entertain a Hava Mina, that you would have a din of Zakin Mamre there. Elamai, the Gemara says, what about if Mitzana Beis Pagi? Says Rashi, oh, Beis Pagi, that's in Yerushalayim, heavy Odeya geographically, and it's Nidon Ki Yerushalayim, the Chol Dvarav. Lest you think that, no, some dinim it is Yerushalayim, some not. No, it's Mamish Yerushalayim. So you could have a Hava Mina that there'd be a din of Zakin Mamre in Beis Pagi. Why? Because it has a din of Yerushalayim. So what has din of Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim, we would say this, you know, Darach Pashtus, Balabatish, Yerushalayim is a Mikdash, Mikdash, as a Kedushas and Mikdash. Whatever, you could shtel to the Reb Yaakov Ettlinger in the Bikur Yaakov, you could shtel to the Mishnah in Kalim, but Yerushalayim has a Mikdash Kedushas, Mikdash. It has a bit of that Kedusha. So it has a shtikla status as the Ir HaMikdash, and therefore you could have a Havina. Okay, Kamash Milan, the Pasuk says, no, Makom Gori, meaning it has to be their Makom Dafka, it has to be Mamish in their place where they sit, where they really have their Dini Torah, but the Havamina you could have entertained, says Rashi, is Yerushalayim and no further. That's why Rashi has to go out of the way to tell us that Beis Pagi has a din of Yerushalayim, L'chol Dvarav. Be'emes, Rabbi Kiva Eger here in Tosfos, is Mitzayin Rashi and Kalim, that Mishnah and Kalim, who says that the Nafka Mina between Bain, you know, Toch Chomas Yerushalayim, Chutz the Chomas Yerushalayim, Ari Yehuda area. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger is signing this Rash. If you look in the Rash inside in Kalim, the Rash says one of the Nafka Minas between being inside Yerushalayim and outside of the wall Yerushalayim is Hamra Zakin Mamre, and he quotes our sugya. So he says Lamaskana, meaning Mashma. If you look in Tosas doesn't say this. Tosas say that Dafka you have to be in the Lishkas Hagazis. We'll come back to this. You have to be in the Lishkas Hagazis to have a din of Zakin Mamre. The Rash in Kalim has a maskana, like we're saying is a havmin here, that the whole Yerushalayim is the makom gorem for Zakin Mamre. So we don't pass like that, or we don't have Rashi like that, we don't have a sugi like that, we don't have toast like that, but you see what Rashi's havamina was being played out in the Rash, that the whole Yerushalayim has that status of Mikdash, and therefore, like the Rash, you could have the din of Zakin Mamre throughout Yerushalayim, or like Rashi, at least you could entertain a Havamina that could be in Yerushalayim. The entire Yerushalayim could have a din of Zakin Mamre. But once you leave the walls of Yerushalayim, Rashi never would have entertained such a Havamina. That's why Rashi has to be Ma'arif to tell you that there's a din of Yerushalayim, even Kolkulo to Beis Pagi. Okay, but with that in mind, so then, Viter, so what's the Pshat in the Rabbeinu Chanano and the other Rishonim who say that Beis Pagi is outside of Yerushalayim? So they did have a Havamina that you could have a din of Zakin Mamre outside of Yerushalayim? What Havamina? We just said from Rashi, why would you ever have a Havmina that outside of Yerushalayim, the whole world, anywhere in the world you're a Mamre, you could have a din of Zakin Mamre? So the Pashtus, you'll explain for Rabbeinu Chananel, yeah. And flip the kasha, yeah. Why? Because the Gemara told us, V'kamta v'alisa el hamakom, melamech hamakom gorim. So without that pasuk, what did you think? You didn't think there was a din of makom. You thought there's a beis din that's a beis din gadol. Someone who disagrees with them, who paskins or acts shelo kel ra'asan, is going to have a din of zaken mamar, is going to be killed. Now we see there's a makom that's constricted to, that the din only exists within that makom of lishkas gazas. Beforehand, that was the havmina. The havmina was there's no makom, it could be the whole world over. There's no reason that it has to be limited to Yerushalayim. So that's where Rabbeinu Chana will respond. Make sense? But then, right there, what's Pshat and Rashi again? No? So why did Rashi think it was taka limited to Yerushalayim? Where did that come from? Anyone lost or everyone's with me so far? We're just going Rashi or Menachal Rashi. So what's Pshat and Rashi then? Why is there a Havmina only within Yerushalayim? So I don't know. Maybe listen to the following. Maybe it's the Pshat. So Tosfos here say in Dibra Maskel Melamed, so they ask, I don't understand. Maaser Sheni, the pasuk also says Makom. Menasata ba kesev etzarta kesev biyadcha balachta ala Makom. Asher yivchar Hashem al kechabo. So it also says makom. So how do we know, why is there a difference? Ma'aser Sheni is nechel b'chol ha'ir. And Tosfos say, Zaken Mamre is not b'chol ha'ir, l'maskana. Zaken Mamre is in lishkas ha'gazus, the Tosfos are going to say. So makom, what do you mean? It says makom by Ma'aser Sheni, it applies to whole Yerushalayim. It says makom by Zaken Mamre, and makom only means lishkas ha'gazus. Tosfos say, v'hacha gabi Sanhedrin, lo mikri makom el lishkas ha'gazus, samach l'machas shechina. No, here in the pasuk when it says makom, not Lav kol mekomos shavin. Each time it says makom in the Torah, you have to look at it differently. Maybe it means here when the Torah says makom, the kamta v'lisa el ha makom. It's not a hey idea. It's a hey idea also by Ma'aser Sheni. So it's not ha makom versus makom. Whenever it says ha makom, it doesn't always mean Yerushalayim. Sometimes ha makom means Yerushalayim. Sometimes ha makom means the makom of the Sanhedrin. I guess based on context, Ma'aser Sheni, we know the din is to go to Yerushalayim, so ha makom means that whole city. By Zaken Mamre, being Mamre on the base Nagadol, you know their makom is in the Lishkas Gazas. When it says Hamakom, it's showing their makbid on their makom is Lishkas Gazas, not Yerushalayim. So you don't have the whole Yerushalayim. You have their specific makom. But maybe I don't know if Tosfos mean this or this is a separate an alternative pshat. Maybe there's a little bit of a deeper pshat to what's going on here. If you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Pei Zayin, where the Gemara has the fuller drusha of this pasuk, ki palam chadavar. Davar Zolacha, etc. So the pasuk says, "Vekamta mi beistin, ve'alisa melamich et beis hamiklash gavah mi eretz Yisrael, ve'eretz Yisrael gavah mi kol haratzos, el hamakom melamich hamakom gorim." That's the whole drasha. We have a mixus of the drasha in our Gemara. We have el vekamta ve'alisa el hamakom melamich hamakom gorim. But if you read the Gemara over there, the Gemara has a drasha on each of those words. Vekamta from beistin ve'alisa to the beis hamiklash, which shows that the beis hamiklash is higher than eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is higher than everything else. El Hamakom means Melamech Hamakom Gorim. Our Gemara is only quoting the drasha of Hamakom Gorim, but it quotes the whole pasuk of the Kamta, the Alisa, El Hamakom, Melamech Hamakom Gorim. So maybe the pshat in our Gemara is like this, and this is why the Gemara quoted the entire pasuk instead of just saying El Hamakom, which is what the pasuk says, which is what the drasha really is on Pei Zayin. Maybe the Gemara means like this. The drasha is like this. Hamakom Gorim is Kai Ala El Mine, meaning Vikamta ve'alisa el hamakom. The drasha is not from the word makom, that makom means the lishkas hagazis. Makom could have meant Yerushalayim. That's what Tosfos pointed out. That's what it means by Ma'aser Sheni. The pshat in the drasha is vikamta ve'alisa hamakom she'elav kamta ve'alisa. That's the pshat in the drasha. The makom to which you rose up, the hainu, the beis hamikdash. Meaning hamakom is really modifying and or being modified by vikamta ve'alisa. So you have to look at the drasha, it's a composite drasha, and it's really reading the whole pasuk, that the pshat in Hamakom, according to the drasha's chazal, is that we're identifying Hamakom through this drasha as the place to which you're kamta ve'alisa. Well, that doesn't really end at Yerushalayim, because the Beis HaMikdash is even higher than the rest of Yerushalayim. So El Hamakom must mean, if it's Hamakom, which is a kamta ve'alisa, if it's ve'kamta ve'alisa El Hamakom, it's not just Yerushalayim, it must be the highest Hamakom in Yerushalayim, which is the Beis HaMikdash. That's the pshat in the drasha. If that's the pshat in the drasha, then here you have it. The havamina, you could read the pshuto shemikra, makom in kol Torah kol means what? Means Yerushalayim. So yachol, even bebeis pagi, which is the, I don't know, whatever you call it, the most controversial part of Yerushalayim, Rash says, but it does have all of the dini Yerushalayim. So even if you're mamre in beis pagi, maybe you should have a din of zakin mamre. Says that the Torah, no. V'kamta v'alisa el ha-makom. It's not your regular case of makom, like by Meister Sheni that Tosis raises. It's v'kamta v'alisa. It's the makom ha-ma'ula. It's the place where you're come v'ola to, the mikdash shebi Yerushalayim. That's the pshat in the drasha. That's why Rashi could say that Gemara entertains a havam, you know, only within Yerushalayim. Because the pshutel shemikra is makom is Yerushalayim. The maskanas ha-dvarim is that it's only in the mikdash, only in Lishkas Hagazus. But the Havamina Taka was only Yerushalayim. Rabbi Nachman was saying, no, the Havamina was, there's no din of makom. Rashi was, there was always din of makom. You read the pasuk, there's din of makom. The drasha is telling us, and it's specifying what that din of makom is really all about. Maybe that's the pshat in Rashi and Rabbi Nachman and what the machlokas is about. Kutzor?
And the Rashi.
Rashi is the more extreme version of Rashi. How he comes to that maskana with the Gemara, you have to. The Gemara doesn't say Lishkas Hagazus. How it works with the Gemara later on Pei Zayin, I don't know if it's a kasha or just a har. Okay. Continuing in Rashi, so Rashi says Mitzaan. He found them again in Beis Pagi. Now Mitzaan Zaken Mamre Listen Hedron Chutz Lishkas Hagazus. So the Mitzaan Zaken Mamre he. Finds them Lisanhedrin Chutz Lishkas Hagazus outside of Lishkas Hagazus Shaisa Bahara Bias. So here's the short, just a ha'ara. I don't have anything to say about it, but a little bit tzarichin why Rashi was ma'arich here to add Shaisa Bahara Bias, meaning Lishkas Hagazus. We know where it was located. Why are you telling me that it was located in Harabias? Lishkas Hagazus is the Makom of Lisanhedrin. Harabias is not the Makom of Sanhedrin. Lishkas Hagazus is. I don't know, the mashmas in Rashi that you get over here is that the Makom Gorim isn't taloi specifically in Lishkas Hagazus. It's if they're in the whole Harabias. That's already going to be considered Makom Gorim. So the Shiurei Rav quotes that Ramesh Soloveitchik made that diak in Rashi also. And he's pointed out that it's mashma that way also in the Rambam in Sanhedrin Aleph Gimel. Again, just a ha'ara, I don't have anything to add about this. It's mashma that way in the Rambam Sanhedrin Aleph Gimel. The Rambam says, Kovin b'tchila beis nagadol b'mikdash v'hu anikra sanhedrin gadol minyanim shiv me'echad. The Makom is the mikdash, not specifically the Lishkas Hagazus, the Mikdash is Harabias. That's another din, what Mikdash means, but in the Rambam probably means Harabias. But Lamaisa, there's no Nafkamina, I think, because the Rambam in Gimel Hay in Mamrim says the Zakin Mamrim is Chayiv specifically if the Beis Din is sitting in the Lishkas Hagazus. Okay, but a diag in Rashi, why he added Harabias here at Tzarechin, I don't know what the... Yeah. Continuing. Rashi says, Yachal Tehe Hamra So Hamra. You would think that if he was a Mitzana Beis Pagi, that it would still be a Hamra. Says Rashi, Yachal Tehe Hamra So Hamra, Lidon B'chenek. And he should get Chenek. Kamashmal and what? So Pashat, Mavur, and Rashi here, that the Pshat's like this. If you were reading the Gemara without Rashi, you would have thought, Yachal Tehe Hamra So Hamra. You would think that this guy has a din of Zakin Mamre, even if he's Mamre outside of the Mikdash in the place of Beis Pagi. Kamash Milan, Hamakum Gorim, and therefore he's not a Zakin Mamre. Clearly that's not what Rashi means, right? What does Rashi mean? Clearly there's a Ptur Misa. Yachal Deyam Rasa Hamra, Lidon Mechenek. Kamash Milan, that he's not Nidon Mechenek. But what is he? He's a Zakin Mamre. He still is a Zakin Mamre. He still did the Isser. He's Pater from the Chiyuv Misa, but the Isser Hamra, the Chalos Shame. Zakin Mamre, he does still have in the Gavra. Okay, the Pasuk has Exeris Kasid that you're not Chayiv unless you're Mamre ben Mekoman. But he is a Zakin Mamre. He's not Lidon Bechenek. The Yadarma says it's Mefurish also. And if you go back in Rashi to Mitzan, Rashi is Meduyak like Zos. Mitzan, Zakin Mamre, the Sanhedrin. What do you mean Zakin Mamre? He's not a Zakin Mamre. He's just a Gavra. He's just a guy. He's not going to be a Chayiv Misa. He's not a Zakin Mamre. Answer, he is a Zakin Mamre. He's a Zakin Mamre who's Pater for Misa. It's Pater Avalasar. He has a Chal Hashem Zakin Mamre. He's just not Chayiv Misa for what he did. Comes the Pasuk says, V'kamta v'lisa l'makom, milamicha makom gorim, meaning the makom is gorim that you're Chayiv Misa. But otherwise, you're still a Zakin Mamre. It's pasha like this also in the Rambam. The Rambam in Mamrim Gimel. The Rambam in Mamrim Gimel. If you look for a second in Gimel Hay, Ram says, "Ein." Listen to the words. "Ein zakin mamre chayv misa ad etc." They're sitting in lishkas gazus. So, "Ein zakin mamre chayv misa" unless they're sitting in lishkas gazus. Okay, you won't be chayv misa if they're not sitting in lishkas gazus. But what is he? He's still a zakin mamre. "Ein zakin mamre chayv misa" unless they're sitting in lishkas gazus. But he's a zakin mamre even if they're not sitting in lishkas gazus. If you go to halacha zayin here, it's mamish mafurish. This is like just there's no other way to read it. Mitzahan chutz l'makoman v'himr n'alayen pater. Right? You find them outside of the mikdash pater. I wouldn't have said that. I would have said he's not a zakin mamre. No, he is a zakin mamre. He's just pater. Continues. Shenemar v'kamtav aliza alamakom milamit shamakom goreim lo misa. That's what the Rambam writes over here. Milamit shamakom goreim lo misa. The drasha isn't telling you that the guy's not a zakin mamre unless they're in the based in lishkas gazus. The Gemara is telling us that he's not a zakin mamre who's chayiv misa unless they're in their makom. The makom is gorim lo misa, the Rambam adds. But he's still taka zakin mamre. He still has a chal hashem zakin mamre. That's still true about this person who was mamre outside of the mikdash. But this leads us into the main question which we want to deal with, which is, what's the pshat in that? What's the pshat in that? If they're not bimkoman, they're not the Sanhedrin Agadol. If they're not bimkoman and they make a psak, it's not a psak of the Sanhedrin Agadol. So how is it that, again, Nicha, you could say that was the Havmin, the Maskana is in a Hanami, they're not a Sanhedrin unless they're in their place. And their psak is not a psak of Sanhedrin unless they're in place. How do you read the Gemara? Hava mina that even when they're outside of their place, he should be a Zakin Mamre and be killed. Kamash Milan, that he's put from being killed. Why? Because they're not a Sanhedrin, and because their psak's not a psak. So then why is he a Zakin Mamre? He wasn't Mamre on the base of Nagadol. He wasn't Mamre on a psak of the base of Nagadol. So how do you have it both ways? You hear? How do you have a maskana where you say it's usser, it's the same isser, it's a chalos shame on Darai's level of Zakin Mamre? Elamai, we can't chap him with a chiv misa, can't give him a chenek.
Is this the same as the other makom gorim? By other chivimis that they went to chalos and then they would go back to be down the chiv misa, at least on chalos. But this is its own makom gorim by the sukkim and zakim amrim, another one from a different pasuk. So are they the same din? That it's just
that's a
surim are count, but
right.
Or we're saying differently that you need to a separate chalos Sanhedrin gedola that the zakim amrim is arguing on. In order to create Zakim Mamre, which is something different than just giving him a chiyuv misa.
In terms of the first half of your question, I think it's a machlokas rishonim. There's a Rambam somewhere in the Shrashim or in Sefer HaMitzvos or something where he has a different limud for the two cases. So I know they talk about that. Mm-hmm. In terms of the second part of your question, I'm not sure it impacts what we're talking about here. Meaning, they don't have a status of Sanhedrin or they can't don Dinei Nefashos. Either way, that's a separate din of Hamakom Gorim. They have to be there. Here we're talking about the din of Zakin Mamre is, l'chora, that a person, a chacham, a zakin, argues on the base nagadol, on the psak of a base nagadol. If you don't have a base nagadol, because they're not bimkoman, and you don't have a psak of the base nagadol, because they're passing shalom bimkoman, so what are we talking about? How is it Zakin Mamre? According to Rashi, Rambam, and the Adarma, the end of the Gemara is, he is a Zakin Mamre, but there's a kunst that he gets out on a technicality that we can't give him misa, but he's a zakin mamre. Why? There was no Sanhedrin here. There's no psak of the Sanhedrin here. Okay, continuing in Rashi, that's an important question to hold on to. Continuing in Rashi, Rashi says Ilema. You'll say in the Gemara. So what's how many people left? Who left? So Ilema the Nafak Mitzasan. Maybe only some of them left. The horu osan shebechutz. Maybe you would have said like this. Maybe you would have said, "What are you bothering with these kashas?" The pshat in the Gemara is like this. Sanhedrin, when they were in their makom, they passed in the shaila. They passed in the shaila, asur or mutter. Then they went out to be moded an egla roof or something, and this guy found them there, hanging out at Beis Pagi. And he argues on that psak that they made when they were back at home. That makes sense, right? So the psak emanated from a Beis HaGadol in their makom. And he's the place where he's arguing is outside of that place. Okay, so you could hear Hava Mina. That's still a psak of the Beis Nagadol, from the Beis Nagadol. It's Zakin Ma, maybe you're not Chayiv Misa. You could hear that. But Rash says that's not what the case is. Rash says, Ilema, the Nafik Miksasan, some of them left. The Horu Osam Shebachutz. It's those people who are outside of the Lishka Gazis, the Himral Devrayim, and then he argues on what they said there. So what's... So there's no Sanhedrin, there's no Psaka Sanhedrin, so what's the Pshat? And if you keep going in the Gemara, the whole Shach of Tara doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, Nafik Miksasan. And the Gemara says, but Nafik Miksasan, only some of them left? So then even if you don't have this Gzeres HaKazav of Makom Gorim, you still wouldn't have a Din of Zakim Mame. Why? Because maybe the ones who are, let's say, 45 left, someone help me out here, and 26 remain in the Beis Din. Whatever. Random. So, I don't know, 10 left, 3 left, whatever. Some amount left, and there's still a majority, half, a minority. There's some people left in the Lishkas HaKazav Ben Makoman. So they might agree with the guy who's outside arguing with them. Who cares? Who cares if they agree? What difference does that make to anything? If half, four, rove, any amount of Sanhedrin left, but not the whole Sanhedrin, if you find 70 of the Sanhedrin Agadol outside on Beis Pagi, and they pass Ganashayla, they're still not a Beis Nagadol. They're missing one of the guys. You could have Rove, you could have me, it doesn't really matter. You don't have a Beis Nagadol out here. So the Gemara Taka knocks off that possibility, but the Gemara knocks it off because of the Gzeres HaKasav, not because of what we're saying. But we're saying, what the Hava mean? You don't need a Gzeres HaKasav for that, not because it would have been that the guys inside would have agreed with the guy outside. No, because they don't have a shame Beis Nagadol. There's no Beis Nagadol there, so what's going on? So the Gemara entertains the possibility that Miksasan left the Beis Pagi, he finds them, he argues on them. Rashi says they paskin while they were out there. 14 of the Beis Nagadol paskin the Shaila. There's no Beis Nagadol, there's no Psak of Beis Nagadol, but and there's some people inside who may agree, not may not agree, whatever, and that would have been possibly a Hamra? What is the whole thing doesn't make any sense. People with me in terms of the... Yeah? Willie, with me? Okay. So, LMI like this. A yisod, but we'll build it with something we don't pass it like this, but an important Ma'ar Makom. So the Achronim will all quote a Me'iri. The Me'iri in Sanhedrin Peches says as follows, V'yirat, she'in nas zakin mamre, you can't become zakin mamre, ad she'yachlok im kol shivim ve'echad. Until the zakin mamre argues with all 71 of the Dayanim. Avim haya b'neiha mishin, I don't know, niskam, imo, eno ne'arab, the Me'iri says you have to argue on all 71 of the Dayanim. What's the pshat on that? We have a din of Azlina Basaruba. If Rove of the Sanhedrin Agadol paskin something, that's a psak of the Beis Nagadol. So let's say Rove of the Sanhedrin paskin, and this guy argues on that Rove. So isn't he arguing on a psak of the Beis Nagadol? So why does the Me'iri say you have to have all 71 judges? Why would that... it's true, the Me'iri can say that the Pashas in our Gemara is that way. Dil mahanach de gavai kai mekavase. Meaning the Gemara seems to be intimating that you need everyone to be on the same page in order to have a din of zakin mamre. The Me'iri says that in Sota, that's what he means, that his makar is from our Gemara. But, okay, Vaiter, what's the pshat in that? Why would you need a kulan? Sagi beruban. As long as you have rov Sanhedrin paskening, so we have a psak of the Sanhedrin agadol, you argue on that, you're a zakin mamre. I don't understand why you would you need all of Dayanim. So, Elamai, the Pshat Mir is like this. We think of the Isser of Hamra, of Zakin Mamre, we think that the Isser of Hamra is arguing on the Hora of a Sanhedrin. The Me'iri is telling us that's not the Pshat in the Isser of Zakin Mamre. The Pshat in the Isser of Zakin Mamre, listen closely, is that you can't be cholik on the Dayanim of the Sanhedrin Agadol. Even if you have a psak of the Sanhedrin Agadol, that's Yotzeis Al Yedei Rov HaSanhedrin. That is a psak of the Beis Nagadol. That is a Haras HaSanhedrin. If you argue on that, you haven't been in violation completely of the din of Zakin Mamre. Because you have to argue on the Dayanim of the Sanhedrin Agadol. Says the Me'iri, maybe the Torah means, the Meiris thinks this is true, maybe the Torah means you have to argue on all of the Dayanim of the Sanhedrin. All of the Dayanim of the Sanhedrin. It's not about the Psak. You could have a Psak with Rove. But the Isser of Zakin Mamre is not about arguing on the Psak of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. The issue of the Zakin Mamre, the Isser, the Hagdaras HaIsser, is that you're Mischayev Misa for being Cholik on the Dayanim HaSanhedrin. Says the Meiri, who says it's Rove of the Sanhedrin? Maybe you have to be Cholik on Kol Dayanim HaSanhedrin. But that's the Hagdaras HaIsser. They have to be Cholik on the Dayanim themselves. So far, so good? That's what the Meiri is telling us. We don't have like the Meiri. You have Rosh Sanhedrin Shepasku, and the guy argues, he acts not in their accordance, he paskins not like them, he's going to be a Zakin Mamre, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. But maybe that Yisod is Chayiv Kayim. The Hagdara is not that you have to be Cholik on Hora of a Basin of a Sanhedrin. The Hagdara is HaIsser of Zakin Mamre is not to be Cholik on the Dayani Sanhedrin HaGadol. And Smuchim Lechach in the Rambam, if you look in the Rambam, in, again, Mamre in Per Gimel, so you look in Halacha Dalet, Zakin Mamre Ham B'Torah Hu Chacham Echad Michachm Yisrael Sheish Biyado Kabbalah V'Dan Umora B'Dini Torah K'moshe Yadunu V'Yoru Kol Chachm Yisrael, etc. Afal Pisha Hu Dan. If you're looking inside in the Frankel, it's the two dots at the bottom of the Amud Aleph, Gimel Dalet, three lines from the bottom. Afal Pisha Hu Dan V'Hein Danin V'U Kibel V'Hein Kiblu. We're all on the same page. I'm a Zakin, you're a Zakin, we all have a Kabbalah, you have a Psak. We're all on the same page. Either way, why is he a Zakin Mamre? Hare HaTorah Chilkalahem Kavod. Because the Torah accorded the Dayanim kavod, honor. And even though this guy is also qualified, he's a man da'amar, he's entitled to an opinion, he has a Kabbalah, he has a Psak, even so, these Dayanim, the Torah says, be mechabed them, don't be mevazed them. They have them, of course, we've seen on the side, that the Ram says the same thing, lechvod beistin, kmo shechayev hamakal aviv v'imo misa lechvod aviv v'imo. And the Perish Mishnayos, the Ram says, the din of Zakin Mamre, the din of Zakin Mamre is not what we thought. It's not that you can't argue on the psak of the Beis Nagadol. It's that you can't be mevaze the Dayanim. There's a kavod, there's a respect, there's an honor that's due to the Dayani HaBeis Nagadol that you owe them. And if you argue on a psak that they render, you're a Zakin Mamre for having argued on the Dayanim. So the Meiri says, maybe you need all Dayanim. So we say, no, you only wrote Dayanim. As long as the Dayanim as a whole Paskin, the Shaila, you could talk about Reb Chaim if you want to be fancy, but as long as the Dayanim as a whole Paskin the Shaila, you're arguing on the Dayane HaSanhedrin HaGadol, you're a Zakin Mamre. Why? Because you're not being Choli Kavod. The Rambam says that's the Isser, not being Choli Kavod. It's a lack of Kavod for the Gavr, for the Dayanim that are on the Sanhedrin. Not for the Psak or the Hora of the Sanhedrin, but for the Dayanim who sit on the Sanhedrin. And if all that's true, Moshe, I'll come back to you in a second. If all that's true, so maybe now we start to understand the Gemara that we were reading before. What's the Havamina? What's the Havamina that a Sanhedrin Gadol that's Moreh outside of their Makom, outside of Lishkas Hagazis, they're on vacation or they're doing Medidas Egla Rufa, that you'd have Hamra, you'd have a Zakin Mamre in such a place? They're not a Beis Nagadol. They're not a Beis Nagadol. I don't know. There's 14 of them, there's 20 of them, there's 70 of them, there's 71 of them. What's the Havamina? They're not in their Makom. They're not a Beis Nagadol. Says the Gemara, yeah, Rashi, Yadarma, Rambam, Gemara, yeah. They're not a Beis Nagadol, but they're Dayanim. These are the Dayanim of the Beis Nagadol. They're on vacation. They're doing a Medid Sagal Rufa. They're being Mosav Al-Ir. But they're still Dayanei HaSanhedrin HaGadol. And you're being Mamra on them. Chutz Mekom doesn't really matter. But you're being Mamra on the Dayanei HaSanhedrin HaGadol. That's a Zakin Mamre. And guess what? Even Lamaskana, when we have a Gzer Zakasiv, Vikamta Valisa Lamakam, Lamakam Gorim, that just potters you from Misa. You're potter. Because the Makam is Gorim Lo Misa. But you're still a Zakin Mamre. You still argued on Dayani HaSanhedrin HaGadol. Even after the Gzeiras HaKasav, you still have a Shem Zakin Mamre. You're a Cholik on the Dayani HaSanhedrin. Okay, a Tnai, a condition in the Din in order to be Mechayev Misa, is that they be Bimkoman, is that there be a Psak that's Mamash, a Psak of the Beis Din. But Be'etzem, the Isser, is arguing on the Dayanim, and that you have even outside of their Makom, and even when it's not a Rove, and even when it's five of them, or three of them, or a hunt, or 40 of them, doesn't really matter. That's still Dayanim that you're arguing on. Now, just to clarify, where is that assumption coming from, that these are still Dayanim and Sanhedrin HaGadol? Maybe you're only a Dayan and Sanhedrin HaGadol when you're sitting in Lishkas Hagazis with the rest of your Chavrei Sanhedrin. So it's Pashat that that's not true. Pashat. If you look back in Yud Gimel and Beis, the Gemara there had a drasha, Miuchadim Sheba Eda. Rashi explained, Miuchadim Sheba Eda means you need a Sanhedrin HaGadol by the Smichas HaZakenim, sorry, Smichas based in on the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. So what's the pshat there? What is the maila in having three of the Sanhedrin Agadol? Sanhedrin Agadol is 71 or bust. So we're saying bring three of the Sanhedrin Agadol to be somech on the Par Helam Davar. Why? Three Sanhedrin Agadol, they're just three Dayanim now. They're just three Mumchin. They're regular Dayanim. They're not with the Sanhedrin Agadol. Elamai. A Dayan on the Sanhedrin Agadol retains his shame Dayan even when he leaves the Beis Din. They only have a psak of the Beis Din Agadol when they're together in Lishkas Agadis. And you're only going to be chayev Misa when you're Mamra on such a Beis Din Hagadol in their Makom. That Paskin is a psak of the Beis Din Agadol. But this Dayan is still a Dayan HaBeis Din. And that's Pasha on Yudal Raman Aleph also. The Gemara is talking about Yitzia from Medida and Yitzia and Medida by the Egla Rufa. So there too, the Gemara assumes we need Milchadim Shebe Eida, three Dayanim of the Sanhedrin Agadol. So each of these Dayanim apparently is still considered a Dayan of the Beis Din Agadol, even when he leaves to go do Medidas Egla Rufa, to go do the Yitzia for the Egla Rufa. He's still considered a Dayan even when he leaves his home base. Rav Shechter already taught us this in Eretz HaTzvi, in that Kuntres HaSmich that we saw. Rav Shechter writes, V'chein ha'yad ner lehosev od v'lomar, d'minu ilios chaver b'sanhedrin agadol befrat, hu chalos shem miyuchar al gavra, it's a chalos in the gavra, v'haraya d'limedidas egla rufa mavur lehejim b'sanhedrin, like we just said. Elevadim in a hechich lomar, she'afilu b'shah she'enam mitzurafin l'shar chavreim, hadayanim, lehavos chefzu d'beis nagadol, even when they're not hanging out in Lishkas Agadis, becoming a beis nagadol, each one of them individually, independently, is still a dayin of the beis nagadol, a dayin yesh. I'll call echad ve'echad mehem chalos shem chaver beis nagadol. You don't lose that shame. So what's the iser of zakin mamre? It's to be mamre, it's to argue, it's to be cholik on the dayanei sanhedrin agadol. In order to be chayiv misa, they have to be mekoman, it has to be a psak of the beis nagadol. But the iser be'etzim is to argue on the dayanim. How do we know that? Because the Ram says it's all about being cholik kavod. The Torah was mechalik, extra kavod to the dayanei sanhedrin agadol. For you to argue on them is a bizayon to those dayanim. Atznai to be chayiv misa, they have to be mekoman, but the iser be'etzim is to argue on the dayanim. That's what the Meiri told us, therefore maybe you need all the dayanim. We don't pask in that way, but we have that yesod, that the iser is the hamra'ah against the dayanim themselves. When is a dayan a sanhedrin a dayan? As soon as he becomes a dayan, he's always a dayan. Whether he's in Beis Pagi, whether he's in Lishkas Agazis, whether he's with Rov of his friends, whether he's with the Midah of his friends, he's always going to be a dayan. The same way Elohim lo sekalo applies to a musmach, even when he's not sitting on a, presiding over a court case currently. It's still Elohim lo sekalo. So too here. He's still a dayan, shel beis nagadol. If you're mamra on him, you're a zakin mamre. Limaskana. That's why Rashi calls you a zakin mamre. The Rambam calls you a zakin mamre. You're pater from misa because I'm makum goring lo misa. If you don't have the makum, you're not going to chayav misa. But a zakin mamre, midaraisi, you definitely are. Maybe that's the pshat in the sugya, yeah. The Habmin and the Maskana of the Gemara is that the Isser is on the Dayanim, is to be Cholik on the Dayanim. The Maskana is that, yeah, but the Chiv Misa is only if you... That's what Rashi said. The Habmin is Lidom Chenek. The Habmin is that you should be killed. Kamashman, you're not killed. But we do retain the fact that the whole time we thought the Isser was violated. So it says throughout the Rambam, that's what it says in Rashi and the Yadarma, that's the Sugya. Okay, the Gemara continues on Nidal and Beis here. Neter Avayi and Meiser Sheni, she'ein dam aviduin b'shlosha. So if you have Neter Avayi and Meiser Sheni, you have ein dam aviduin b'shlosha. What is ein dam aviduin going on? We'll say in a second. Tanur Abanan, ezu Meiser Sheni, she'ein dam aviduin. What does it mean, Meiser Sheni, that's not dam aviduin? You don't know the price, the right value. Peus she'ekivu, yain she'ekrim, umalus she'echlidu. You have rusty coins or rotten fruits or spoiled wine. So those are going to be, you don't know exactly the price. You don't know exactly the value of those things. So that's ein dam aviduin. So the mashmas in the Gemara, to pick up on this, the mashmas in the Gemara is that neter avayi and maaser sheni, she ein dam aviduin b'shlosha, you thought it meant neter avayi and maaser sheni, both of which were ein dam aviduin, need shlosha. Otherwise, you only need one. But the Gemara only brings a raya for maaser sheni, atan rabbanan. So to say, the mashmas is that way. Neter avayi, to say, lo kaya neter avayi. The Gemara is only talking about maaser sheni, meaning neter avayi is b'shlosha. Meiser sheni shein dam aviduin is also b'shalosha. That's what the Gemara means to say. Lo kaya neter avayi. V'chein mucha b'gemara. The katani b'braisa. Ezu meiser sheni shein dam aviduin. Avar avayi lo katani. So what's the pshat in the chiluk? Why is it that meiser sheni only needs three when you have ein dam aviduin, but neter avayi always needs three what was the word we had in the beginning of this man? Appraisers? Appraisers? Evaluators? Whatever. What's the pshat in the chiluk? So the says like this, behind the time when we talk sha'adam lahut lechel peres and tiazo, chayshin ha'filim b'dam yivduim. By neter avai, we're more concerned the guy is holding this netiazo, this food in his hand. He's going to want to eat it right away. So he's going to, I don't know, he's going to botch the evaluation. Is it because he's such a, I don't know the answer. Is it because he's so hungry, he's going to underprice it because he just wants to eat it quickly? I don't know what the, whatever the reason is, he's going to botch the evaluation. Again, I'm asking if it's atu rishi askinan or if it's like a genuine mistake that a person will make. Anyone know? Okay, but whatever. You're so hungry for this netiya that you're going to botch the evaluation for whatever reason, so you need three all the time for neter avai. Maaser sheni, a little more time to contemplate, will trust even one person as long as it's dam v'yiduin. If it's ain't dam v'yiduin, you need help appraising it because it's hard to evaluate. Yeah, so the Rishash here points to a Mishnah in Maaser sheni, Perek Hei Halacha Mishnah Dalet. There, the Mishnah is mefurish like Tosfos, that it applies specifically to Maaser sheni, but neter avai needs three always. So the Rashash says, look at the Rash over there. The Rash, in his commentary on the Mishnah, in Maaser sheni, says a different reason. He says the reason why you need three by neter avai always is because you have to also account for the yitzia, the cost of, producing the produce. So, manufacturing, I don't know what that word is. So, you need a three always for neter avai because you need to account for more math, more evaluations, more calculations. So it's a more serious appraisal. Maaser sheni, you're just really talking about the fruit in front of you. So as long as dam of you doing, you could do it all day one person. But neter avai, you're always going to need three. Everyone in all the Mefarshim Mishnah say this. Tos Yantif and the Rav Bratanur, they all. I mean, it's clear in the Mishnah that's a halacha, but I'm saying they all say the Rash's reason. The Rash, everyone says that that reason there. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emuna, so he has a Meiri here. He quotes Rashi on Bezim and Aleph, and Rabbeinu Yonah here, in the name of Rashi, who argue that even after Ravai doesn't need three, unless it's Ein Dam Aviduin. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim, but the majority seem to assume the way Tosa said, which is what the Gemara is Mashma, that it only applies this halacha of Ein Dam Aviduin is only relevant by Maaser sheni, but Neter Ravai always needs three appraisers, and that's either because of what Tosa said, that there's more of a chashash, he'll mess up the evaluation because you're so hungry, or because of what the Rash said, which is that there's just more that goes into the evaluation, therefore we need three. Tosas here end by saying that all this doesn't really matter, because Bizman Azeh, we're not really Mechalel Neter Avai, we're not really Poda Neter Avai on its worth. If you have $100 worth of Neter Avai, you don't do a calculation, oh, it's $100 and you're Poda on $100. Nowadays, We only have to be poda on a shav pruta. Actually, Tosas say we only poda on a pruta. What's Tosas talking about? So this is a din of Shmuel, famous din of Shmuel, Bab Metzian and Zion. The Gemara says from Shmuel that hektesh shav emana shechilo al shav pruta mechula. Shmuel says that if you have hektesh, which is worth $100, and you're poda, you're mechalit on a shav pruta, that's fine. B'dievet, that's fine. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to do that. Why not? So, first we have to figure out what the reason it's fine is. The reason it's fine, Rashi tells us in... I don't remember if Rashi's there or in Kedushin or in both places, but Rashi tells us somewhere in Shas that it's because Eino Na Lehektish. So even if you underprice it and you do the wrong amount, it's not Chal Ona on Hektish, and therefore Hektish Shavimana Shechila Sharputa is still going to be chal. It's still going to be mechula, the hektish. Yeah, but the Ramban, Al HaTorah, says that it's eino na behektish or eino na bekarkos, the Ramban is talking about Al HaTorah, that means there's no chalos ona b'dieved. But it's still aser to be ma'ane. It's still aser to have ona on karkos or hektish. So to hear, l'chatchili, you're not allowed to be po de hektish on a shav pruta less than it's worth. But b'dieved, if a person was mechalel a shav emana on a shav pruta, that would work by hektish. That's Shmuel's din. Yeah, that's the background. That's Shmuel's din. So Tosas make a jump over here. Tosas think that maybe this din also applies to Maaser sheni and neter avai. Going from Maaser sheni and neter avai is easy because those are hukshu to each other. Kodesh. I think kodesh hilulim to right? I think Kodesh Ilulim to Kodesh of Maaser Sheni. So those are Hekesh. Going from Hekdish to Maaser Sheni or to Neter Avai, that's a little bit more, that's a little difficult. I'll try to talk about that in a second. This is not the only place Tosas say this. Tosas say this in Brachos Lamed Hey Amar Aleph. That's the more famous one, but Tosas is the Shita. Tosas say, Karim Revai Bizman Azeh Mechal Lo Ashal Repruta Umatil Lenar. So it's been 3 years with the plant. It grows fruits. The first 3 years is Arla. The fourth year, you can't eat it until you're Poda Veneta Revai. That fourth year is fruit. So Tosas say, but yeah, in that year, you're allowed to be Mechal Lo Ashal Repruta, and you throw that Pruta into the water, you get rid of it, you don't get Hana from that Shal Repruta. That's in the She'oltos in Parshas Kedoshim, Simen Kuf. The Rambam paskens this way as well. That nowadays, you can mechal even on less than it's worth. So the Vilna Gaon, you'll look inside. I don't have time to get too far into the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Yeridei at Simen Reish Tzadi Dalid. So he's masig. He doesn't like this sheet at all. He said the whole reason that you have a din of Shmuel b'diavad by Hekdish is because Ein Onah l'Hekdish. What's the tzushtel to Neter Avayim Maaser Sheni? Unless, the Vilna Gaon says, unless you say Maaser Sheni really is a din of Hekdish. He thinks maybe that's Tali in Maaser Sheni Mam Gavoa or not. Happens to be the Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Maaser Sheni. The Rambam does have a Midas Chasidus that you have to be Poda Maaser Sheni Neter Avayim on its worth, as opposed to a Shavu Pruta, but it's just a Midas Chasidus. The Gaon says, not a Midas Chasidus, it's Maker Adin. How could you get away with less than that? It's true by Hekdish, it's not true by Neter Avayim Maaser Sheni. Where did that come from? Okay, that's a Dian in terms of just the jump that Tosa makes. But just want to present something that's important. You saw this Dick famous, Rav Schachter says it all the time, so it's really just, I'm just on repeat here. Rabbi Kiva Eger in his commentary, and that toasts in Brachos, so Rabbi Kiva Eger has a Bam Kasha. The Tosa said, again, I'll read the words for you one more time. Tosa said in Brachos Lamed Hey, V'kam Revai Bizman Azeh Mechalo Al Shaveh Pruta Umatil Anar. What's the issue? The issue is the Gemara B'choros tells us, B'choros Min Aleph, the Gemara tells us that in Kol Torah Kula, Shaveh Pruta is Kepruta. That Shaveh Kesef is Kesef. It's all the same. It doesn't matter if it's the value of Kesef or if it's the Kesef itself. But there are three exceptions, one of which is Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, you need the Kesef Mamish. You can't have Shavah Kesef. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Vitzarta Kesef. Yeah. But I'm saying, but that's the Pasuk, right? Vitzarta Kesef. Kesef Sheish Lev Tzura. You have to use Kesef Amatbeya, Mamish coin. You can't use Shavah Kesef. It's not enough to use the value of Kesef. You have to use Vitzarta Kesef. Kesef Sheish Lev Tzura. So how come Tosas here say, Mechalo al Shavah Pruta? Abam Kasha. That's Rabbi Kivager's Kasha. Abam Kasha. Shavah Pruta. Our Tosas didn't say that, right? Tosas said Pruta.
Shavion.
Oh, Shavion, okay. No. We don't have to do Kishavion.
It's always
that. Oh, he didn't say Pruta. Okay, good. So, right. So, the Tosin Brach is in the Furish that it's Shavah Pruta. If you look inside in the Sheltos, he says Shavah Pruta. We'll read the Sheltos, but not there. So, Behi Baker says, what's going on over here? You need a Pruta Mamish for Chilul, for Pidyon, Maaser Sheni Neter Avayim. How could you Mechal on a Shavah Pruta? Just a Shavah Pruta. So, the Vilna Gaon changes the Girsa. You look in the Gemara in Brachos, the Hagos Sunim has the Hagos Ben Aryeh, which often follow the Vilna Gaon, and they change it to take out Shavah. It should just say Pruta. Must have been a Taz Sofrim. But a different answer. Rav Schachter always quotes from the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltos there, Hamik Sheila and Simon Kuf, and Parshas Kedoshim. The way that Rav Schachter presents it is the following. You look inside. You'll see one detail that, just in terms of presentation, isn't exactly the Netziv presents it, but the Yesod is obviously is there. So the Achronim, Rav Schachter quotes the Velt. This is, by the way, it's in writing. If you look in Guinness Egos in the first Simon, is all about mitzvah versus matir. You'll see why that's relevant soon. So, page 10, that area is the shtickle. So he says, the Achronim asked the following three kashas, on the Shiltos. First of all, Shavah Pruta, not Pruta. Shiltos says that. Why is it Shavah Pruta? You can't use a Shavah Pruta for Chila Maaser Sheni. You need a Pruta Mamish. Second of all, the din is, that there's a Birchas HaMitzvah. There's a Birchas HaMitzvah that you say when you're Poden, Ma'aser Sheni, Poden Etter Ravai. So Rav Shechter writes, how come the Shiltos left out the Bracha, the Birchas HaMitzvah, of Pidyon Etter Ravai? So look inside, the Shiltos didn't leave out the Bracha. It's there. V'kad mafrik le mechayev lebruche Bracha Tashem al-Kim al-Kham al-Sherek al-Sham al-Sosef al-Zivano al-Pidyon Karim. So if you read the Netzim inside, you'll see why Rav Shechter presents it that way. It happens to be, it's not a kash on the Shiltos. The Shiltos doesn't leave out the Bracha. The Bracha is there in the Shiltos. But what the Netziv says accounts for why maybe you shouldn't make a Bracha in such a case. You'll see soon. But we're just going to present it just to maintain the Masorah the way Rav Shechter does present it, which is that, why are you leaving out the Birchas HaMitzvah? Thirdly, the din is that l'chatchila, a person has to be mosif chomesh, 25% we'll call it, on the pigeon of the Neter Avai and the pigeon of Ma'aser Sheni. But the Shiltos doesn't mention that that din l'chatchila. But the Evid, it's okay. If you weren't mosif chomesh on the pigeon, it's okay, as long as you're pode b'shavyo. But why doesn't the Shiltos even mention the l'chatchila, the din l'chatchila, to be add a chomesh to the pigeon? Yeah. So the Netziv answers with one more kasha. The Netziv says, if you look in Tosas on the page in Brachos, the Tosas have a different kasha. The Gemara has a drasha. Achle v'hadar achle. Kodesh Hilulim. You have to learn the Gemara a little bit. Kodesh Hilulim, the beginning of Kitzim Barachim. Kodesh Hilulim, Lashem. So the Gemara darshans Kodesh Hilulim, Kodesh, I think, Hilulim. They have to be Mechalel, the Hektish, which is the Kodesh in that case means Neter Avai. So, achle v'hadar achle. Achle with a ches, v'hadar achle with a chaf. First you have to mechal it, then you could eat it. That means pidyon etter ravai. You have to be mechal it, and then you could ochal it. You could eat it. So, the Tosas asks Kakasha there, why do we need a drasha to teach me about pidyon etter ravai? The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us there's a hekish between kodesh, between Ma'aser Sheni and etter ravai. Ma'aser Sheni needs pidyon, so to etter ravai needs pidyon. So why do you have to have a separate drasha of achle v'hadar achle? Yeah? So the Netziv says there's two psukim because there's two dinim. That's why the story makes sense. There's two psukim because there's two dinim. One din of pidyon etter ravai is that there's a mitzvah. When a person's in Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to give you all the time. When your person's in Eretz Yisrael and it's grapes, and it's the fourth year, and the mikdash is there, and everything is ketikuno, so there's a mitzvah to be poden at the ravai. There's a mitzvah to do so. Let's say a person's in chutz la'aretz, and the base of the mikdash isn't there, and it's, I don't know, whatever, and it's not even grapes, I don't know. Fine, don't put those two together. He's in chutz la'aretz, and it's not the base of the mikdash. So is there a mitzvah to be poden at the ravai? No, there's no mitzvah. You have to look inside to see the details here, but there's no mitzvah. But what is there? Comes a second pasuk and says, there's still an Isser Achila. Meaning there's two dinim here. There's a din that there's a mitzvah to poden etter ravai, because that kedusha needs to be nifte. There's also a din that when you have kedushas netter ravai, there's an Isser Achila. That Isser Achila applies even when there's no mitzvah to be poda, which means that the pidyon in such a case is not a pidyon shel mitzvah, but it's a pidyon shel matir. So when you're in Eretz Yisrael and Shanim Kitihunan and there's a Beis HaMikdash and it's grapes, so everyone agrees. There's a mitzvah Esei Daraisa to be Poda and you're Matir in Achila. There's a mitzvah Esei Daraisa and you're Matir in Achila. So you're Poda in Heter Ravai. It's a mitzvah and it's a Heter for eating. Okay. When you're not Shanim Kitihunan, when you're not in Eretz Yisrael, when it's not the regular mitzvah, there still is a din that you have to be Poda in Heter Ravai because there's an Isra Achila without being Poda. But that's just a Pidon Shel Heter, a Pidon of Matir, that you're allowing the food to be eaten. But it's not a mitzvah, per se, of being poda. With that, the Netziv says, you can understand all of the kashas. First of all, that's why we need two psukim. One is to tell you that there's a mitzvah of pidyon etter ravai. The other is to tell you there's also an isra achila, even when there's no mitzvah, that you need to be poda to be matir, that isra achila. Good so far? That's the answer to Tysus kash in Brachos. Comes to Rikita Eger and says, what? A shava kesef and not kesef? What are you talking about? Answers to the Netziv, yeah. When it's a pidyon shel mitzvah, the din is that the mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni requires that you have kesef, not shava kesef, because the pasuk says v'tzarta kesef v'kam v'tzarta kesef. I don't remember the pasuk. V'tzarta kesef that you have to have kesef shel yishlav tzura. But when it's a pidyon shel matir, when you're just being matir nachila, shava kesef is good enough. This is not the din of deraisa. This is not the mitzvah deraisa to say of Pidyon Neter Avaya, of Pidyon Meister Sheni. This is the Matir of Pidyon Neter Avaya, of Pidyon Meister Sheni. Either the Din L'Chatchil of Chomesh. How come the Shiltas didn't mention the Din L'Chatchil of Chomesh? So this you have to look in Ginas Egos there, which you really should take time to look at, if you haven't already. The entire shtickle is basically about this idea that Tosanida, Ramban, Rishabta Ezmar Makomos about this, that the idea of L'Chatchila and B'di'evid only applies by mitzvos. You can have a mitzvah L'Chatchila and a mitzvah B'di'evid. You can't have a matir L'Chatchila and a matir B'di'evid. So if you have a din that's a mitzvah, it's shaykh to say L'Chatchila Ere Chomesh, B'di'evid it's okay even if you didn't Ere Chomesh. But if you have a din that's a matir, there's a pidyon shel matir of Neter Avai, it's not shaykh to say L'Chatchila be matir with a Chomesh, and B'di'evid it's okay. So the Shiltas leaves out the Chomesh because there's no din L'Chatchila, it's a matir. The Shiltas is writing a halacha sefer for Zman Hazeh in Bavel, outside of Eretz Yisrael. So it's not the pidyon shel mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael of mamish of mitzvahs pidyon neter avai. It's a pidyon shel matir, the second din of achle v'hadar achle. So therefore, you don't have to have kesef. You can have shava kesef, and also you don't have a lechatchila and a b'di'evit. It's even good lechatchila without a chomesh. It's no din lechatchila. And this is the part that Netziv says like I'll say it the way Netziv says at this point. That's why a person might think, should think, that if you're talking about a pidyon shel mitzvah, shani ketikun on Eretz Yisrael, etc., there's a birchas mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. A mitzvah of pidyon at the ravai, a mitzvah of pidyon meiser sheni. But when you're in chutz la'aretz, bizman hazeh, and you're just being poded to be matir di achila, you don't make a bracha on a matir. You make a birchas mitzvah on a mitzvah. You don't make a birchas mitzvah on a matir. So says the Netziv, if you hold like this she'ultos, which seems to consistently be saying that this is a different din, a second din of pidyon neter avai, which is not a pidyon shel mitzvah, but it's a pidyon shel matir, so it's shaykh to say there's no berchus mitzvah in such a case. That's the Netziv's two, it's not famous, it's Rav Shechter is famous to us, but because Rav Shechter did us a favor and read like Kol Torah Kula and gave us the hard stuff easier. So, but you should look inside, it's very geschmack. So the Netziv says that's the two dinim of pidyon neter avai, pidyon shel mitzvah and pidyon shel matir. A pidyon shel mitzvah, there's all these dinim. A pidyon shel matir, it could be shav kesef, like tosis and brachos. It could be without a chomesh, lichatchila, there's no lichatchila in b'di'evet. And you don't necessarily need a berchus mitzvah either. Just end with the story of Shechter always attaches when he says this over. He says that in the Velazhen, so there were two shir, Reb Chaim said shir, and the Netziv said shir. Two very different styles. So Reb Chaim is what we're familiar with, and Netziv is a much different style of learning. So he said, most people connected to... He says a lot of people went to both shirim. He doesn't know how it's possible. There's no time, whatever. Most people connect to Reb Chaim's more exciting Derech Limud, and some people connect to the Netziv's. A lot of people didn't appreciate it as much. So Reb Chaim was trying to be mechazik the Talmidim to appreciate the Netziv's shir more. So one time he said a whole shir, a whole shtickle Torah, two dinim, and like a regular brisker Torah, like Reb Chaim's mahalach, in his own signon. And at the end of the shir, he said, you should know everything I just said is from the Netziv. Everything I just heard on this tip. He is the same Derech Limud. So Rav Shechter always says, I don't know. You read through everything the Netziv wrote. This is really the only shtickle Reb Chaim could have been talking about. So apparently, this is the shtickle that the Reb Chaim gave over. Again, Rav Shechter did the hard work for us there to make sure there wasn't anything else. So apparently it wasn't anything else. This is the shtickle that the Netziv gave over in the Derech of Reb Chaim. Two dinim. Pidyon shel mitzvah, pidyon shel matir. And that's the pshat in all of the differences between the halachos of pidyon shel mitzvah and pidyon shel matir that Tosas are alluding to and that the Shiltos really spells out. B'li nether mit Hashem, I do want to cover Tezvav and Aleph, so we'll try to have a chabur tomorrow on just a few inyanim, just some ha'aros, and then we'll go weiter, I hope Wednesday also, B'li nether mit Hashem. My voice holds up. Okay, shkayach.